following the attacks, there was the cleanup effort. Then there was an extensive process to select a design for the memorial. And, there have been some obstacles along the way involving the commercial redevelopment, the site. But the memorial and the museum are moving along really well. We're making progress every day. There are hundreds of workers out on the site. And we started steel installation just a year ago, and now we expect to have steel complete by the end of this year.
So this has been a work in progress, and I guess the process also takes some time when you're trying to figure out just how to commemorate and memorialize such an unusual, horrific, large-scale event.
Exactly. I mean, there's so many strong emotions surrounding what happened, and in the end, I think we all think it's more important that we get it right than how long it takes to create the memorial and museum. But we do feel very strongly that we want to have a public opening in time for the 10th anniversary. The public deserves that, and we want to show the world that we have a national 9/11 tribute on the 10th anniversary.
And part of this memorial, part of this observation, is allowing people to send in their own pictures, their own recollections about the attacks. Tell me a bit about that effort.
Well, we launched an initiative yesterday through a new website, 911history.org, and essentially we're asking people to share their 9/11 story. Really, people, no matter where they were, whether they were on the streets of Lower Manhattan or in D.C., or whether they were, out of the country in Spain or Asia, people have a 9/11 story. It was probably one of the most digitally recorded events in modern history. And we are hoping that people will help preserve the history of 9/11 by sharing their stories, their photos, any video that they may have of the towers, of the events of September 11th, and whether they were vigils or whether they were actually, in New York as witnesses. We want to collect those stories and those images because that's all a part of the 9/11 history.
In addition to that history, there's also the testimonials from the hijackers themselves. How did you get your hands on those videos, and what are you going to do with them?
Well, the videos, we're not planning to use videos of the hijackers actually in the museum. The museum has will have a primary exhibition. The exhibition's currently in development. There's been extensive research and talking to museum planners and academics, family members, survivors, about how to tell the very difficult story of September 11th. But we know that the primary exhibition will have three main components. The first will be covering the events of the day. The second will be talking about the antecedents to the attacks, including the rise of Al-Qaeda. And then the third part will talk about the aftermath and the ongoing impact of the events. We'll also have a memorial exhibit that's dedicated to the nearly 3,000 victims, and it will detail their individual lives and commemorate those lives lost.
This is such an emotional thing. Do you ever run into people who either don't want it or don't want it done the way you're doing it or would like to see you change something? Because as you very rightly said, everybody has a 9/11 story to tell. Everybody does.
Everybody does. And I think there's so many opinions. There's so many opinions and perspectives. There were so many different people from different walks of life from all over the world who were impacted. There were people lost from 92 countries on September 11th. So, it's of course there are going to be differing opinions about how to best commemorate, how to build a memorial, how to build a museum. But we hope that in the end that the memorial and museum will be a place where we can celebrate what our commonalities, our humanity, because that was something that was so special that I think we all felt in the aftermath of the attacks was that people came together and, you know, an unprecedented way to be compassionate and united in support of one another in the face of tragedy. And we hope that in the end that the Memorial and Museum can help bring people together again in that way.
I wonder also if this is a way to look to the future to make sure these stories aren't forgotten. I know every year for 9/11, it dredges up a lot of feelings. 8 years seems like a long time. It's really not.
And no, it's not. I mean, I was actually just watching some of the footage, the reporting that Katie Couric did on the morning of September 11th, and it just brought back a rush of emotion, and then just being, you know, hearing the names being read at the commemoration ceremony, it's impossible, you know, not to feel moved and, you know, saddened. And, you know, I think about my friends who lost family members, and my heart goes out to them, and my thoughts are with them. And, you know, I hope that, you know, with the establishment of 9/11 as a national day of service and remembrance, that one small thing we can do together is, you know, try to help our communities, and, you know, through acts of volunteerism, and to do those acts of volunteerism in memory of those we lost.